Rita Angus, a goddess of mercy. Rita Angus saw her three goddess paintings, Rutu, Sun Goddess, and the work we see here, A Goddess of Mercy, as the most important examples of her pacifist beliefs and among the most significant works of her entire career. Angus began attending pacifist meetings in Christchurch in the late 1930s. As well as appealing to her idealistic nature, she linked pacifism to her deeply held sense of artistic vocation. As an artist, she wrote in 1944, it is my work to create life and not to destroy. Angus began work on the goddess paintings shortly after the end of World War II. She saw the three paintings as messengers she was sending out into the world. They carry her strong feelings about pacifism, womanhood, and spirituality. As the world recovered from the shock and pain of war, Angus painstakingly crafted her messages of peace for the future. A Goddess of Mercy is the first of the goddess paintings Angus completed. The work shows a serene young woman against a backdrop of farmland. That the woman is at one with nature is signalled by the trusting young deer that nestle against her and the willow branches that halo her head. In addition to her pacifist beliefs, Angus had a long-held interest in Buddhist teachings and was drawn to Buddhist ideas about compassion and the interconnection of all living things. The title of A Goddess of Mercy and the pose of the young woman evoke the Buddhist goddess of mercy and compassion, Kuan Yin, who was often depicted as a graceful woman making a gesture of blessing with her open palm. Underlying A Goddess of Mercy is the painful loss Angus experienced in the first year of the war when her sister Edna died of an asthma attack. In 1947, she wrote to fellow artist Leo Benzerman, "This year I exhibit A Goddess of Mercy in memory of my sister Edna, who died in December 1939. Most of the idea of this painting was blocked in just before and during the week peace was declared in Europe. It is the pull between life and death, with the triumph of the living over the dead."